You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, welcome back. Jim Donovan along with you. And Matt Wilhelm here. You know, Matt, I thought we were beyond the days of holdouts.
Yes.
For rookies. I thought that, you know, everything with the way
new
everything
CBA.
Was, the new CBA and the way everything was structured, that there were slots that you went into. And right now, Tennessee does not, at least right now, have Marcus Mariota in the fold. And
they don't.
I mean, they're expecting him to play right away. Now, there's a case. Now, remember in the past, this was a crippler. I always felt that when guys would miss time for something like a contract negotiation, and typically the first round pick was always tough to get into camp on time. I always thought it really hurt.
You referenced Brady Quinn yesterday.
Braylon Edwards is held out for for about a 3 or 4 days one time. You know, I think Colt McCoy was a little bit late.
He may have
coming to training camp one time. And he was a third round.
The situation with Marcus Mariota is this. There's if you read the articles or you hear it on the news, it's offset language. And essentially what that means, that if at any point Marcus Mariota is released by the Tennessee Titans, every player one time in their career, and this is what they're negotiating, is able to double dip. So what does that mean? The Tennessee Titans, the season has started. Marcus Mariota is released. The Tennessee Titans have to pay out him that year. And Marcus Mariota, in this example, when he signs with another club, would negotiate a contract with them and would be able to get paid by both teams at the same time.
Oh.
You can only do that one time in your career. And so in this case, what the Tennessee Titans, to my understanding, are fighting is if they release Marcus Mariota, they do not want him to have the ability to double dip. So they would not pay him the remainder of that football season, which would be multiple millions of dollars for him being the number one overall pick, but would be without money or without a job, and then would have to start getting it paid once he resigned with another team. And in this case, the Tennessee Titans are holding firm because they believe that if they make the exception for Marcus Mariota, they'll make an exception, and every draft pick from this point forward will then ask for this offset language.
All right. Our guys are all signed.
We're all signed. Yeah, we're good to go.
They're here
we got
tomorrow.
The Duke in. He was the last to fall.
That's right, and they're all here tomorrow. Matt is in Fremont, too, and he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily. Hi, Matt.
How's it going today?
Good. Great, how are you, Matt?
Pretty good. Hey, the player I want to watch is Nate Orchard. I want to see what kind of pass rush he has to help us out on defense.
Now, have you watched him at all? I mean, did you see him and play in college at all?
Just a few minor plays, mostly highlights.
Right.
I've seen his numbers, so I want to see how that can progress into the NFL and if he still can produce. I'm probably not at that level with that many sacks at first, but I would like to see how he can come in and help us, on the outside linebacker position. We really need that help.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Nate Orchard, a lot like Duke Johnson, at the start of this football season will play a specialty role. And I mean, as I mentioned, Duke Johnson going to be a third down back in some cases. That's going to be a majority of his reps and featured out of the backfield. I think Nate Orchard may not play a true quote unquote, as I do the air quotes, linebacker position because he's still learning the game, learning the physicality of playing outside linebacker and being an edge setter as well as a pass rusher. He's going to be featured in pass rush settings where he can pin his ears back and do what he did best.
Right. Let him go.
But then Solomon will be your run stopper, Mingo will be your dropper, and Kruger will be your mainstay on the outside opposite those three.
Okay, so Nate Orchard, who the Browns really went right after that second day of the draft, didn't they? I mean, bang, right away.
Yes, they loved him.
Yeah, they went, and they had him pretty well targeted, and they wanted him to come here, and we'll see what he can do. That was the Joe Banner way. His philosophy was it's a throwing league and you have to hit the quarterback all the time. You have to hit him and you have to get him down all the time. Thus, Mingo was their first pick.
Exactly. And you know what's a story, Jim, that we might have mentioned during the draft, but you might not be aware of. So as we were in here, talking to doing the Browns radio network during the draft, is you heard a loud scream down the hall, and it was Jim O'Neill, Browns defensive coordinator, when Nate Orchard essentially fell to them and they were able to select him.
Really?
Yes, okay, they loved him.
Well, there you go. All right. 216-578-0850, and we've been asking you to call us in and call us and check in with us and tell us who's the Browns rookie that you are most excited about watching make the transformation to college into the pros on a team that is welcoming their rookie class in tomorrow, and certainly, I think, takes a look at this rookie class coming in and say, we have drafted guys that can help us right away.
Yes.
That can be out there right
they
away.
Have.
And so far, now I anticipated everyone to call and
the
say
Duke.
The Duke Johnson, and nobody has called yet to say Duke Johnson. Okay? I mean, I'm very surprised, but I'm pleased that you are looking at the rest of the class. Let's see what James in Brook Park thinks as he joins us right now on Cleveland Browns Daily. Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, good.
I was interested in Duke, but you guys say he'd probably play a specialty role or something, so you probably see him on third down, so he won't be running that much. But I had a couple other questions. Will Phil Taylor line up with Danny Shelton? Will you see them both on the team, on the line at the same time? And also, I saw Terrell Pryor and Josh Gordon together at Randy Moss's camp. Is Josh being tested now, and has he, why he's off, and, what do you think of Randy Moss? I didn't know he had a camp, for guys.
Let's go to the first one. First question about good questions, too, James. Very good questions.
It is a great question.
So let's talk about Phil Taylor and Shelton being on the field at the same time.
Yes.
And how will that look?
Not necessarily in base defense. It's going to be in short yardage goal line situations.
Okay. Those are two big guys.
Two big guys. Yeah. You're going to pack in, probably almost 800 pounds, 750 pounds.
Right.
Right there in the A gaps.
I wish we had had that on that fourth down play against the Colts at the end of the year last year.
Me too. But that's the situation that I feel at this point, because otherwise, in today's NFL, having that much beef, those guys, and I'm not discounting, that they're not athletes, but it's a 50-50 run pass on first down in today's league. In the old days, it used to be, run on first down, throw on second, question mark on third.
Right.
And now I really feel first down is not going to be where you put the beef on the field unless it's like someone's got a heavy tendency. So short yardage, goal line for those two for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's when we'll see them together.
Correct.
Okay, and it's going to be really a big year for Phil
Hughes
Taylor.
As well. Starts.
Big year, yeah. And, when you start mentioning those guys, the Browns have got some choices and
they
some
do.
Good choices.
Flexibility.
For them to do. The defensive line in the NFL has become so fascinating because it really is a rotation. You're in, you're out. You're
just
in.
Like running backs.
Yeah,
now.
It really is. It's really cool how they do it. And before we go to break, the Randy Moss camp that Terrell Pryor's been down there with Antonio Brown and some other guys. And then, the other day I saw the picture and there's Josh Gordon. Now, as far as the testing is concerned, the answer to that is yes.
Absolutely.
I believe that, and
he
it's
is.
A lot, isn't
he
it?
Is. It is. I think it's up to 12 times in a month is where he's at. Yes. So he is absolutely being tested. And, props to Terrell Pryor, who could very easily, within the next 6 months, be outside looking in on an NFL career, but made the switch and is seeking out every advantage that he can get, rubbing elbows with those that have done it at the best level in the National Football League.
See, you can call in and tell us that you're interested in Terrell Pryor, too, because that's going to be a storyline.
Sure.
And again, now he's a guy I feel he's going to have to do it pretty fast. He's
yes.
going to have to
oh,
show
yeah.
them that this is worth the time, or as they say in the NFL, Matt, worth the reps, which are precious to guys like him, to get on the field and be seen and get the ball
and
coming
his way. There's only so many reps
right.
in training camp in pads, and also only so many reps in pads in a game setting because of the four preseason games.
Okay. We'll take a break as we'll continue on here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Jim Donovan in for Nathan Zagura. Matt Wilhelm in his normal chair, as he is every day here on Cleveland Browns Daily. And as always, we're with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland Browns Daily is driven by Liberty Ford.